Here, let me bring up the scripture verse 1 second. And see if I can do this. All right, here we go. John 4:4. We're going to start here. We're going to talk about the lady at the well. I'm going to turn me up just a tad.
It's like not centered.
There we go. That's better. All right. John 4:4. I got to get a different Bible, but it's talking about how Jesus was traveling. He goes, now he had to pass to Samaria. So he came down to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Since Jacob's well was there, Jesus, weary from his journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When the Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, give me a drink. We'll stop there. She just went out to the well to get water. Just a mundane everyday life for her. She just showed up.
Okay, stop pushing buttons.
Yeah. You're going to get me in trouble. That she went out there to draw water. And we know the story that how many, she had tons of husbands. She's living with the one that she's not married to. But Jesus knew he had to encounter this young lady. Of all the people he should have encountered, she would have been one of the last ones. Samaritans were the unforgotten Jewish people. They were kind of half-breeds, as they would say. And then also, she was a woman. He should have never been talking to her. I mean, he broke a lot of stereotype going there.
I was going to ask, who's lots?
Right.
The Jews didn't like the Samaritans either, did they?
Oh, no, they hated them.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. And so with that, but yet with it, even though people would discard her because all of her past history, her upbringing, her religious affiliation, all that. But Jesus says, I have to go to this town. And he shows up at the meeting place. The well was the meeting place of the town. Everybody would have to come and get water. But she came at a time that was not normal for people to get water. And Jesus was there. I'm glad that Jesus goes, Roy, I have an encounter with you. Even though you did all these things wrong, even though you might be an outcast, even though you might not be XYZ or whatever, Jesus goes, I still want an encounter. An everyday life. You can wake up tomorrow morning and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to go and just go for a walk or go do whatever I'm going to do, my normal day, and lo and behold, Jesus wants to meet with you. He will come in and say, I'm ready to interrupt your life. You think about it. If we continue to read the story, he goes, give me some of the water. And she looks at him, who are you talking to me? And Jesus goes, if you knew who was talking to you and who was asking for water, you wouldn't be saying that, but I got some living water for you. And so they have this discourse. And all of a sudden he brings up her life and says, you know, you have not, you're not living with the guy, you're not married with the guy you're living in, you have previous marriages that didn't go well. Remember, the guys would divorce the lady. The lady had no right to divorce in that context. So you think about it, she wasn't dissing them, they dissed her every single time. And when she got divorced, she had nobody to take care of her. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit starts to move and soften their hearts. And all of a sudden, that encounter changes from, hey, give me the water, to Jesus saying, I got something that you can't refuse. And then they started talking about worship. Well, we know that the Messiah is coming. He goes, well, I'm the Messiah. Okay, I'm paraphrasing through all this. And she's like, we know that we have to worship in the temple, but Jesus is like, there's going to come a time that the temple won't be around. You'll have to worship in spirit and in truth. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit touches her, and she goes, whoa, Nelly. She goes, I got to go tell people what Jesus is doing. And the thing about it, everybody already knew her past in that city. And so she ran back to where her past was, and say, you know, there's a gentleman out there at the well that told me everything about me. You guys got to come and check this guy out. Can you imagine somebody come in and preach and they start calling things out? You'd be like, a lot of times we're like, no thank you. But when things are pulled out, God wants to deal with them to set you free. So many times we're like, oh man, that I don't want God to deal with that. That's off limits, Lord. You know, the attic is off limit, the basement's off limit, and definitely the shed's off limits. Don't even go to the shed because whew, there's stuff in there. I don't know how long it's been in there. And God's like, no, let me go to the attic. Let me go to the basement. Let me go to the back shed, because I have something for you. I want you to get rid of all this garbage so you can walk in freedom. So you can say, look what the Lord has done. He healed my body, he touched my mind. Justin. That's what's her, that was her song. That was that lady's song. And she went dancing and say, hey. And then she told everyone, you got to come out and talk to this guy. And so here comes the crowd. And Jesus looks and goes, the laborers are few, but the harvest is full. He looks, he goes, look, here they come. And God goes, Jesus, all right, now we got a harvest. Your testimony can set somebody free. You could just be walking along, and God has divine appointments for you along the way. I believe we all do. I don't believe that God wakes us up for no reason. I believe he wakes us up to say, okay, what do you want me to do today, Lord? What's that divine appointment? Who do I get to minister to? Who do I get to bug? Who do I get to harass? And so I want to encourage you. And we'll just stop there. I think that's a good place to stop. And so, praise God.